Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Headwaters Fund Board will hold another meeting to discuss a revenue guarantee for American Eagle Airlines, who may open up nonstop flights to Los Angeles. The board held its first meeting last Monday, and Public Works Director Tom Mattson is confident that the county and the airline can work out a deal that satisfies both parties. The Headwaters Board will meet at 10 o'clock at 520 East Street in Eureka on Monday, and although the details of any deal are not available as of yet, contract provisions will be discussed at the meeting. Representatives from American Eagle will be present to answer questions, and the airline is aiming for a renewal of service by this summer. An Amber Alert was issued at 9:30 this morning in the Glenn County community of Willows, reporting that a 2-year-old child and a 5-year-old child had been abducted. Both girls were found safe this afternoon in Covelo in Mendocino County, and police arrested 30-year-old Dale Tuttle Jr. in connection with their abduction. Little Randy and Vanessa are safe and will soon be back with their family in Willow. Tuttle is the ex-boyfriend of the mother of the two girls, and he lives in Covelo. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police unit responded to a residence in the 3300 block of G Street in Eureka yesterday after learning that a wanted felon may be inside. When officers arrived on scene, they contacted 3 adults and 2 children and removed them all from inside the building. Officers then began a search for 37-year-old Michael Brissett. He's considered a high-risk offender who had been on the run for nearly a year after cutting off an ankle monitoring device. Brissett was also considered a threat because he has a history of resisting officers. The search soon focused on the attic, and it was determined that Brissett was hiding in the space and refused to come out. After attempting to talk with Brissett, who would not respond, officers used chemical agents, but they were initially ineffective. And for the next 4 hours, police continued to try to negotiate with Brissett, whose only responses were profanities. Officers then prepared to use more chemical agents, and it was at this time that Brissett decided to surrender, and he came out of the attic and was taken into custody without incident. Brissett was booked into county jail on several charges, including a felony warrant and a parole violation. And on December 5th of last year, 22-year-old Walter Reyes of Brookings, Oregon, was driving southbound on Highway 101 near Smith River when he struck and killed Roger Farron, who was crossing the roadway. Farron died a short time after the collision, and investigators immediately focused on whether or not Reyes was paying attention when the collision occurred. The California Highway Patrol reports that as the investigation continued, it became apparent that Reyes was sending and receiving text messages in the minutes leading up to the collision, but at the time he denied doing so. Yesterday, CHP officers arrested Reyes, and he was charged with vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence, obstructing an officer in performance of his duties, and providing false information. Using a non-hands-free cell phone while driving is a crime in California and in Oregon, and the CHP investigation pointed to the fact that Reyes was probably not focused on his driving when he hit and killed Farron. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police officers were called out to a residence in the 1900 block of Harrison Street on Wednesday afternoon after complaints about noise, loud music, and possible drug activity. Officers contacted 23-year-old Brandon Phelps and his 33-year-old brother, and as they were talking with both men, officers smelled the odor of marijuana and learned that Phelps was on probation and that he had a warrant out for his arrest for a previous drug charge. Phelps was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, including the warrant, as well as several new charges after officers searched the residence and found 45 pounds of dried marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and evidence of previous marijuana grows. Daylight savings time begins again on Sunday morning, and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department wants to remind residents that it's also time to change the batteries in your smoke detectors. More than 60% of all civilian fire deaths in the country are due to non-working or disabled smoke detectors, and seeing as though the vast majority of fire deaths occur in the hours between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., a working smoke detector is definitely a lifesaver. So when you go to change the clocks before bed on Saturday night, remember to change the batteries in the smoke detectors as well. Fire officials also suggest it's a good time to go over your family's evacuation plan in case of emergency, including the ways out of rooms in the house and where to meet once everyone is outside. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.